Hello and welcome to the Music Corner podcast. My name is Florentin and this is episode number 12. Today is Monday, January the 6th, 2020, and my YouTube channel has been hacked. That's right. This is a huge disappointment for me, not only because there's a lot of personal information on that channel, a lot of me playing my instruments, my guitar, my piano. Also, me sharing a lot of music information for my followers, some vlogs in there, but also because I put a lot of work in there for quite a few years, and I just hate to see it go to waste, and it's unbearable to see a hacker just be able to get in there and just destroy everything. And I'm hoping that that's not what's going to happen in the end. Here's how things happened for the last couple of days. Early Saturday morning, around 3 or 4 a.m., funny thing, I was doing some plumbing work at home, so I was up. I'm on winter vacation still, so I was not, it was just fine for me to be up. I had to shut down the main water valve, so I wanted to do this late at night when everybody else is asleep. So I happened to be awake, so I got this email from Google saying that my Google account is now shared. And minutes later, I got a second email from Google saying that I'm no longer the owner of the account with my name. So that was a big concern for me. So I quickly investigated to find out what's happening. At the time, I had no idea this would have anything to do with my YouTube channel. I just thought it was a hacker dealing with my Google account. So I went into my Google account, my Gmail account, and I changed the password immediately. This was probably a couple hours later after the email was sent, because I didn't see it right away. So that worked. My password was changed, but I didn't think to do anything more than that. I didn't realize that another person now was part of that Google account. And if they would think to do anything with my YouTube channel. At the time, I wasn't thinking that. And then a day later, I thought everything would be fine. I got another email from Google saying that I need to do a two-step authentication security thing, and I did that. I should have done that a long time ago anyways, but I didn't think of it. And then when I try to log into my YouTube account Sunday morning, a couple of days later, a day and a half later, I was not able to. Even as of now, right now, I am not able to log into my YouTube account. And it's there. All the videos are there. All the subs are there. All the comments are there. Nothing seems to be changed at all at this point, except for the fact that I cannot log in. And after much reading online of what could have happened here, it appears that this hacker gained access to my Google account somehow and was able to transfer my YouTube channel to a different Google account. You know, Google allows you to do that because many people like myself will have different Google accounts. I have three or four different Google accounts. I have one for my personal work. I have one for my classroom, for my school district. I have another one for a different type of work that I do. So YouTube does allow channel owners to move their YouTube channels to a different Google account. So what I'm guessing happened so far is that this hacker, once they gained access to my Google and Gmail account, immediately moved the YouTube, my YouTube channel to a different Google account. I had no idea that had happened. And by the time I changed my Google password and did a two-step authentication measure, and actually I had to recover my Google account, which I did successfully. So, by the time I did all that, they already moved the YouTube account to a different Google account. So At this time, I have zero access to my YouTube channel. And if you own a YouTube channel that you care for and you work hard for, you probably understand how disappointing and devastating that is. That's terrible. And in the last couple of days, I've been in contact with YouTube, with YouTube support. I was able to find some link online for a live chat, so that was awesome. And I was able to chat with a support person, a live person, on my phone, and they gathered information from me and replied with an email. And for the last 2 days, and this is Sunday and today's Monday, for the last 2 days, there have been 5 or 6 emails going back and forth between me and 3 different YouTube support workers, which is awesome. I have to say that I really appreciate the fact that such a big company as YouTube would be so on top of things and really trying to fix the problem. So as we speak, there's a whole bunch of people at YouTube trying to fix the problem, trying to identify the problem, the real problem. I don't really know what the real problem is, and try to recover the YouTube account to me so that I can log in and I'm the right owner of the channel. So that's a big concern. Another concern here is that beginning today or tomorrow, I'm not sure, so sometime at the beginning of January, we have this, if you're a YouTube owner, you probably know about this, the new COPPA requirements, COPPA, and my channel was all ready for that, and I'm hoping that this hacker won't do something to my channel, to my videos, to make my videos not ready for the COPPA requirements, which would terminate my channel. So anyways, I'm hoping and waiting. I'm hoping that the YouTube support team would find a way to give my channel back, and then I can go from there. So that's the topic for today. It's quite disappointing and devastating, actually. And moving forward, I'm hoping that things would get back to normal and I can share some of music on my YouTube channel. And if you're a YouTube owner, YouTube channel owner, I would highly encourage you to go into your Google account, and if you haven't done the two-step authentication measure, to do that right away. And I was trying to figure out if I shared anything online that would allow a hacker to get into my Google account, and I can't remember signing up for anything or clicking on any link like that. It's possible I did it without realizing it, but I don't recall anything like that. So you have to be very careful what emails you click on, what links you click on, what sponsorship offers you click on, things like that. And also be very careful with your Google account access, because that's where it all starts. In order for somebody to mess with your YouTube channel, they first need access to your Google account. So make sure that you do what you have to do to make that as safe and hack-free as possible. Well, anyways, that's the topic of my video today. Very devastated about this. It's quite disappointing, but in the end, it is what it is, and we'll just move from here. And YouTube is not my life. I mean, there's a lot of other things that I care about. So if in the end I don't get this back, then I don't get it back, then fine, whatever. But I am hoping that the YouTube support team would find a way to fix the problem and give me back my channel so that I can move on. Well, thanks for listening to this podcast. I was gonna say, if you want to find me on YouTube, to look me up, but you won't see anything new there. It's just my old channel with no changes, hopefully, because it's hacked. So, but if you do want to get in contact with me, you can find me on my website. My website's a good place to go first, because I have different contact information there. So that's at florentintiche.com. Well, thanks for listening. If you listen all the way to the end, thanks. I appreciate it. If you don't mind sharing this podcast, maybe others can benefit from listening to this. If they own a YouTube channel or a Google account, just make sure you keep it safe and hack-free, if at all possible. Have a great day, Have a wonderful week. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.